Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up.
Hello, 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 hello. It is 8:01 in California. It is 10:01 if you are in the south part of the U.S. and 11:01 if you are in the East Coast. How's everybody doing tonight? This is Sugarlicious Me of Sugarlicious Talk Show. If I sound like I'm half asleep, it's because I just woke up. Yes. As my girl Bombshell would say, it's been one of those days. I had decided not to do the show on the grid, but instead do the show here with you on where I first took my first breath, which is Blog Talk Radio. Yes, indeed. Blog Talk Radio is where I first got started with my talk show. And, of course, sometimes it comes to being where you first start. That's where you go back again. Anyway, how's everybody doing tonight? I am so out of it. It's not even funny. And this time it's because I really just needed the rest. I'm going to tell you a little story about a man named Jude. No. I'm going to tell you a little quick story before we get started. I'm only going to do a 30-minute show. I know. I always say that. And then I end up talking and kissing and needing to say more and needed to have more time, but I told myself I was going to do 30 minutes. This may be how I'm going to do my talk show for the next, maybe the next couple of shows. And the reason why is because I really need to get my health together. I'm going to share something with all of you real quickly, and then we're going to go on to whatever topic that comes up on my head. I went to the doctor today, and the reason why I went, because my blood sugar, and I shared this with a couple of people who are very close to me, and those who I didn't share with, trust me, it wasn't because I didn't think about you, it's just that I had to get my mind on tap first, but I'm going to share with everybody, because the reason why I'm sharing this with everybody, because I really think that people need to make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure you do what you need to do, because life is much too short and we all take it for granted. If we're in good health, we take it for granted. I haven't said this enough time, but anyway, I'm rambling as always, but yes. I went to the doctor today because my blood sugar just will not go down beyond 400. I didn't tell anybody this because I didn't want anybody to panic or be upset. But it's been 400 and up. And if anyone knows anything about blood sugar, that's danger zone right there. Danger zone. But I haven't been ignoring it. And believe it or not, I had stopped the cookies. I stopped the Pepsis. I kind of teased with everybody in game, but I really stopped. But for some reason, my blood sugar just would not go down. It would peak more at night, which is more dangerous because if I went to sleep, I could go into a coma. So it would peak more at night than it would during the day, which was bizarre. And my doctor just couldn't figure out why on earth is it peaking so much at night. And when I get up in the morning, it was like almost in the 300s, which is not good. When you first wake up, your blood sugar should be at least at the elevation that it's supposed to be, or low, at least, you know, be below 150, 120, so forth. But mine was peaking when I got up in the morning at 3. Last night I couldn't sleep with a shit, which everybody probably saw on Facebook, but yeah, so today I went to him and we had a long talk and had a come to Jesus meeting, so to speak, and he told me that I had to get myself together, which I knew that. I mean, I've been knowing that, but the thing is, I want to explain to him, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. You know, I've cut out the sugars. I don't eat, you know, eat as late as I used to and so forth, but he says a lot of it is stress, and I know a lot of it's stress from my job, but believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, some of us even stress from Second Life. Now, I know that you're like, praise be damn, no way. But yeah, it is. And I decided to step back from Second Life a little bit, not totally, because my sorority has a Relay of Life, but I'm going to be semi-involved in that. And of course, on the 20 next month, I'm going to be doing a talk show on the 28th, so for them. But I'm going to really kind of step back a little bit, because I need to get me together. If I don't get me together, then there won't be any me to entertain you. So that's basically it in a nutshell. Sugar's been hitting 400, danger zone, the fact that I can't go into a coma while I'm asleep when it's high like that, and just a multiple of things. And he also was telling me that my blood pressure was so high that it was stroke level. So, yeah, just all these fabulous things for me. And I'm making light of it in a way, but the reason why I'm not making light so much of it, but I don't want to have it where people, you know, kind of look upon me and go, wow, you know, poor sugar. No poor sugar. I want you guys to still look upon me as the crazy, nutty, happy-go-lucky person that I'm always am. Just know that, you know, you probably won't see me as much. I really need to start sleeping more, too, because I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't sleep. It's because my blood sugar is so high, I just can't sleep. And sometimes I fear going to sleep, because when I check it, I fear going to sleep because, like I said, I can go into a coma, so I fear it. So he's changed my insulin. He's put me on another medication. The medication he put me on knocked me off. You know, it knocked me right off my feet. Knocked me right off my feet. So I slept, and I wouldn't have woke up now, but I told Pally that if he did not wake me up, I was going to kick his ass. And I could do that, you know. I could actually get in game and kick my husband's ass. So he woke me up, and I'm glad he did, because I did want to share that with you, with all of you, and want all of you to know, you know, what's going on with me, and know that I'm not just being some little, you know, mean girl and just not coming in game and stuff. But, you know, I had to share that with you. But anyway, enough of that. I've spent too much time in that. So anyway, how is everybody again doing? I'm absolutely doing good. I'm actually kind of waking up now, if you can hear it. I'm actually kind of waking up. Waking up. Yeah. Waking up. Okay, anyway. Congratulations to Vendetta, DJ Vendetta, for winning the Beauty of the Beast. Beauty and the Beast. See, this is what happens when you go live. Live! Winning Beauty of the Beast. And also another congratulations to my girl, DJ Bombshell, DJ Explosive, for being runner-up. And trust me, these two women were head-to-head. The numbers were just like so close that it wasn't even funny. But I'm going to interview them both next week, which is good. I'm not really sure if I'm going to do it in world or do it here, but either way, you will hear it one way or the other. I also had a special treat for you tonight, which was my sister Vanessa, who basically she owns a tea, some type of a, like a health teas. And the reason why we both talked about this is because, of course, what's going on with me and the fact that she's new to this and she wanted to bring it over to all of you. So I really wanted you guys to listen to her in regards to that, as far as her, you know, the health tea. So we're going to bring her on probably maybe, you know, because I was supposed to come on at 7, and poor girl, she was probably sitting there waiting for her, and I forgot to tell her. I feel so bad right now because I forgot, but I will talk to her, and hopefully we'll get her on as well soon. But again, this is where I got my start, so of course I'm really, really happy with this. You know, this is like my element. It's much easier to do a talk show here because you don't worry about who's listening. You know, you don't know how many listens you had until the day after. So you don't worry about who's listening, because when you do the talk show on the grid, you kind of like, I keep my camera on myself because I really don't want to know how many people are in the audience, because it can be disappointing when you get people, you go, God, who, you know, nobody showed up. But then I remember my husband, God, I love that man so much. Oh, my God. I really do love my husband. I really, really do. And oh, my God, I can't tell you how much. But he said, babe, doesn't matter if you got one or two people out there, you got one or two people that's listening to you that want to hear you. And he's absolutely correct. I cannot tell you how much, I can't stress enough how much I love my family, my daughters, my sons, my husband, my parents, God, my parents, my sisters, grandparents, friends, family. You guys are my foundation. My support, but my daughters, my God, my daughters have really been like my rock along with my husband. They've really been my son Eddie has been calling me almost, you know, well, not calling me, but sending me emails every day and like, Mommy, okay, everything's all right. You know, sending me the words of wisdom. My daughter's Duchess, my daughter Nazarene, just every day. My daughter Lisa, just every day positive. Lisa's such a positive person, I swear. Anybody that's negative around her needs their ass kicked. Because she's such a positive person. My baby Cookie, you know, Cookie's been with me a long time, too. Cookie was sending me little notes. My new daughter Candy always gives me, you know, just a sweet messages. Royalty, oh, my God. My baby Royalty will kill somebody for me. Anyway, enough of that. I just say I love my family. I really, really do, and I'm blessed to have them. But speaking of family, what the hell is going on? How do you say her name? Caitlyn? Caitlyn Jenner? Yeah, I'm going to have to tag Caitlyn because I have no subject matter tonight. So since I don't, why not fuck with one of the Kardashians, right? I mean, hello. But anyway, Caitlyn Jenner was involved in a accident, from my understanding. So has the whole sex change went down, or am I right to say that, you know, because I know he's transgender, excuse me, she's transgender. So has the whole sex change gone down where the ding dong is gone and, you know, all that, or is he still going through all of that? And the reason why I'm asking this is because I don't know whether I should say he or she, because let's face it, if he still has the wee wee, then he is still a male. Am I right? I mean, I'm just saying. But my understanding, had a car accident. So, and the funny part is, my husband made a little joke, and I just really just like, you know what, go to hell. He said, wow, it's funny that once he became a female, he became a bad driver. That was not funny. But it was, because I was like, wow, really, babe? He said, well, I'm just saying, you know, once he became a female, he became a bad driver. So, apparently it was a deadly, I'm making light of it, but it's not, a deadly car crash in February that he was involved in. So I don't know the whole details of it. Yes, I actually got online and got up here and talking shit to you and don't know the details. You're damn right I don't. Do I have to know the details? The media does not have to know the details. Get that shit together. But anyway, yeah, so that's my understanding of it. So, you know, that's Not really sure of all the details of it. I also saw where Snoop Dogg was saying that she was a science project. And, oh, my God, people came for Snoop, you know, with guns in tow. And I'm sorry, but I'm not a big Snoop Dogg fan. I think he has a big mouth, but he has every right to say what the hell he wants to say. I'm sorry. He can say what he wants to say because it's America. For beautiful, for spacious God. Anyway, it's America. So you can say what you want to say. And if nobody doesn't like it, they don't have to listen to you. I mean, the thing is, the fact of the matter is we all are here for a purpose. We all are here to say what we want to say, just like with me. I can say what I want to say, and that's about the size of it. And you guys could either listen to me or you don't have to listen to me. That's the thing. We all have a choice. We all can go to different forms of media. You know, it's just the way it is. There's another talk show you can listen to, go to. So it really doesn't matter. Everybody has their own opinion. And just because you don't want to hear the opinion don't mean shit. We're going to still speak our opinion. But. So from my understanding, in a car accident. So I'm not really sure what happened. I'll get the details with you and really talk about it like I'm supposed to. Yeah, well, anyway. I'm like just too dumb when I was saying that. Anyway. So other than those two grand things, I'm trying to think of what else have I been seeing on my Facebook feed, because you know how it is. I can just see on my Facebook feed what's all going on. And not too much as far. Facebook has been really quiet today. It's like an eerie kind of quiet. I mean, I haven't been on it a lot today, but it's like kind of an eerie kind of quiet. Like a lot of people aren't really saying anything. So I'm not sure what the hell's going on with that. You know, there's something happened and I just wasn't aware of it. I don't know. I didn't know. But anyway, I'm going to take a quick break. Very quick break, I promise you. I need to get some water. Yes, I'm actually going to get water. Then you give me some quick water, and then I will be right back. 2 and 2. Sugarlicious me. It is 8:18. If you're in Cali, it is 10:18. If you are in the South region, and it is 11:18. If you're in the East Coast, somebody asked me, why do you always tell the time? Because I need to keep up with the time. That's the reason. And that's the reason why I always tell the time, is because I need to keep up with it. Okay, I really don't know why I tell the time. That's a bunch of malarkey. Malarkey. My grubbies always say malarkey. That's our new word. There it is. Malarkey. A.K.A. bullshit. Let's see if we can find out how to spell it. Let's see. M-A-L-A-R-K-E-Y. Malarkey. Meaning talking nonsense. So what can you say? We actually got our word for the week, malarkey. Can you believe it? And I just actually came up with that because of my grandmother, because I remember her saying malarkey. So that's our word now, malarkey. Don't give me that damn malarkey. They gave me that nonsense, meaningless talk. Yeah, so that's our word for malarkey. You got the spelling, M-A-L-A-R-K-E-Y, malarkey, malarkey. So that's our word. Damn, I can't believe it. I came up with the word and didn't even realize I was going to even do it. I'm like loving myself right now. Can you believe it? Anyway, I'm trying to think of what else have I heard in the news. Oh, yes, that's right. Beyonce, y'all's girl. My girl, too, when she's on stage with us at the show. Yeah. Beyonce had this announcement that she wanted to make to everybody, to all of us. And come to find out that it's that she wanted to tell everybody that she is a vegan or vegetable eater or whatever. But that was what she wanted to talk about on Good Morning LA. And she had a lot of pissed people. I mean, seriously. And you know what? I can't really blame them because, and then again, I can. Okay, I can blame them. And let me tell you why I can blame them. It's because you guys are so fucking wrapped up in her bullshit. As soon as she said that, I was like, okay, whatever. And trust me when I tell you, I'm not a hater of it at all because I am I'm a fan as far as her music goes. Anything else beyond that, I am definitely not a Beehive person, but I am, you know, I am a fan as far as her music goes. I really, really am. I love her to death. She's a, you know, I can't say she's a singer, but she has charisma. She has a talent of making, you know, people just ooh and ah at her. So it is what it is. So I will say that much about it. But I was thinking about how everybody was like, oh, and then people got mad about it because that's what she said. Well, you know what? If everything that she says you hold on to it, then hold on to her being a vegan too. What the fuck did you expect her to say? She had just dropped this new album or she had just, you know, delivered Immaculate Conception. What did you really expect for her to say? That her and Jay-Z, you know, are not together anymore. So it was like, you know, instead of getting pissed off at it, just deal with it, understand it, love it, embrace it. It's y'all's girl. It's y'all's girl. Yeah. And everybody's like losing their mind. Oh, what is Beyonce going to say? I'm getting back. I just can't wait to hear it. And I'm thinking, who gives a fat ass what the fuck she's going to say? And then when she tells you what she's going to say, all of you guys get pissed off about it. So you know what? Too bad, so sad, whatever. Whatever. One other thing, the Texas pool party chaos, good grief. From my understanding that the police officer who was involved in it resigned, which should be, but I don't care if they need to full investigate. I don't care about him resigning. That's great, wonderful. They were going to push his ass out of there anyway because of the fact that what he did was uncalled for. I watched the video once. I try my best not to watch these videos when cops are pulling people down and arresting them, and I just try not to watch it because it saddens me. It makes me upset. It makes my blood pressure just boil because it's just sad to see that there's so much of it. And the funny part about it, it's not like this is new. You know, people go, oh, God, no, they've always been out of control. But now, the day and age that you can film everything and so forth, that is what gives it more validation and gives you more that, damn, this happens. This has always happened. It's probably even worse than what it is now because before now, it was just you couldn't see what was going on. So I'm sure it was a lot worse than what you're seeing now. Cops are out of control. They really, really are. And the thing is, a lot of them are out of control because they don't need to be behind a badge. Some of them may not even be racist. I'm not saying this wasn't racist but because it was, but some of us not even be racist. It's just being in fear. To me, if you are a police officer, you cannot be in fear. You got to put on your damn Superman damn cape and just go out there because the fact of the matter is when you do this, you're putting your life on the line. Same way it is with a firefighter, same way it is with the person that's in the armed forces. You put your life on the line. When you take that oath, you take that oath to protect and serve. And that doesn't matter what race, gender, creed, whatever, it doesn't matter. That's what you said you would uphold, the law. And when you become a part of what you're saying you're trying to stop, it gets nasty and it gets bitter. A lot of it is racially charged. You know, we want to close our eyes to it, pretend it doesn't happen, pretend it doesn't matter, but it does. I'm not saying matter, but pretend it doesn't happen. But the fact of the matter is, and we all know it is that these cops have guns and they are in fear. They are not, their mentality is just gone. And the fact of the matter is they don't realize that you can lose your life just across the street. But they're more in fear, so they're more apt to abuse the authority because of the fear. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that they just see race. They don't see the fact of what a person is. And that's just really sad because you're wondering what type of psych evaluation is these people going through that is allowing them on the force. And I really wish now I had a Captain Howard show. Like, I should have known. My husband is in my box like, you should have get an hour show. Yeah, I should have. Because this, you know, this is something that maybe that needs to have a show of its own. Because it's sad. It really, really is. And we keep seeing it daily. And as I said before, I try not to watch it. Because it is just, it just hurts my heart. You know, to think that, you know, you fear, you know, a person that you love and care for, just go to the store or whatever. Because I have two brothers, you know, who are of color, of course, because they're my brothers from my mother's side. My other brothers who are Native American, I don't really worry about them as much. One reason, because of where they live basically near the reservation. But my brothers that are mixed, I worry about them because the police officer doesn't see them being mixed race. They just see them being black. That's all they see. You know, light-skinned blacks, that's all they see, or dark-skinned black. They don't care, you know, and I fear for them. You know, when one of them calls me, I do. I fear for my brothers because I love them, and I, you know, and I know, and one of my brothers is a hothead, too. Both of them actually are hotheads, but one has more of a mouth. And I do fear that one day he's going to, because he's popped off at cops before, you know, and I get scared because I know he has no filter. And having no filter, I fear that one day he's going to run into the wrong cop and, you know, that's going to be it. But he's always stating his rights and what he knows, because he does know his rights. But just it just scares me that one day he's going to be a victim. And I just pray each day that he goes out that, you know, that God blesses him and keeps his mouth shut. Just basically that. But anyway, we're gonna do a show on this at one point, and we're gonna talk about this. It's going to be something we're gonna definitely discuss. Anyway, as I just said, as you all know, I won't be in game as much, and the reason why, you just heard me say it, so we won't go over that again or repeat it, because there's no need to and no purpose of it. But I will be back again. Hopefully, I'm going to start doing my Sunday show. I keep saying I'm going to do my Sunday show, but by the time I get out of Second Life and everything, but, you know, I don't even feel like doing it. But since it's going to be less Second Life, maybe I will do it. But I will probably be on this format for at least a couple of weeks until I kind of, like, can get my health a little bit better under control. I will keep you up to date. I'm going to go ahead and start doing my actual other blog and keep you guys up to date. Those who want to know, those who don't know, you don't have to look at the blog, but I'll keep you up to date with my, you know, with my sugar and everything and let everybody know. But I've got less than a minute left. I love all of you. Thank you so much. You could be anywhere you wanted to be, and you choose to be here with me listening in through the airways. Again, thanks. This is Sugarlicious Me signing off from Blog Talk Radio Off the Grid. Mwah. Sugar kisses.
Tempo has reached critical level. Tempo has reached critical level.
Bounce. I like you. Bounce. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Bounce. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Bounce. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Bounce. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Girl. Let me talk to you. Let me see them big titties. Them ass and bitty and ass pretty. Break bread if you wanna get with me. All I wanna do is dig up in the business. Tell your boyfriend he better mind his business.
table to deal with me. Baby girl, I wanna two-step with me. Turn around, let the ass forget me. Hey. The mama that got this in. It is tonight, tomorrow you history. All you need is for that whole shit miss me. I face rap security, don't freeze me. Turn it off to the